This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Could Scotland become its own country? Official campaigning got underway today for a referendum over whether Scotland should leave the rest of the United Kingdom. And as Christopher Worth reports, the push is in large part about the economy.
Scotland has been a part of the United Kingdom for the past 300 years, but many Scots think it's a bad deal. Scotland is home to most of the UK's oil and gas production in the North Sea, and Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's Deputy First Minister, says independence would allow its economy to grow.
Scotland's got a strong economy, an economy that more than pays its way within the United Kingdom. And this debate about independence is a debate about whether we want to put the big decisions about our economy and other aspects of Scottish life to Scottish hands.
But the shaky global economy could throw cold water over all the warm feelings of Scottish national pride. With investors nervous over trouble in the Eurozone, independence for Scotland could mean higher borrowing costs for the Scottish government. And North Sea oil and gas production has been declining for years. Lewis Goodall is with the Institute for Public Policy Research.
This whole debate has moved in an economic direction, and actually support for independence has declined as a result of those things.
The Scots have 2 years to weigh their options. The vote over independence takes place in 2014. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.